The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Okay, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, have they heard of us? Does America know who Scott Morrison is?
Yes and no. Some people do, but most people don't.
So it hasn't dominated the news or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, what's dominating the news here, believe it or not, is the decision by Antonio Brown, who's a football player, to stop playing football.
I think
tells you a lot about the American, our attention span.
I think there might be a spot for Iran there somewhere. That's looking very heated, isn't it? And what is the president going to the UN?
Well, he's going to the UN, and he says he's going there ready to make a lot of deals. His plan is to make deals with, there are challenges with Iran, with the Afghan Taliban, Israel, the Palestinians, North Korea. And he says he's ready to have meetings on any or all of those things. He also isn't in a hurry. This is typical Trump negotiating style. He reportedly says he's in no rush to wrap up the deals, but he wants to be in the midst of them. He wants to be in the negotiations. Some of his negotiations have stalled. Some are moving forward little by little. He says, look, you got to be tough, and you got to be willing to work with people, even if you don't like them.
Yes, that's the best part of Trump, isn't it? That is the best part of Trump. You've got to talk.
Well, that's what he says, and he says it's the way he negotiates. People say, "Well, why are you so rough on somebody one week and then you're nice to them the next?"
Yep.
He said, "That's the way I negotiate." If it works, don't break it.
Absolutely. What's this Area 51?
This is the big weekend when so many people were supposed to show up and storm the gates of Area 51 so they could force the government to show them the aliens or the alien spacecraft that are hidden there.
Yeah,
that's the idea. There were two million people chiming in with the idea.
Do we know geographically where this secret of area is?
Yeah, it's Groom Lake in the middle of the Nevada desert.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
There's a reason it's hard to get to. they do that on purpose. And so the local governments and so forth made preparations for 30,000 people to show up. And the Air Force was all on edge about what are we going to do with security if they actually storm the gates.
And
about 3,000 people showed up and had a big party.
That's it. That's about as far as it goes. Okay. Your emergency landing?
Yeah, well, they made an emergency landing because some guy decided he needed to light up a joint up in the air. And then when they told him he couldn't do it, he had a temper tantrum, locked himself in the toilet, said, I'm high on coke. And that means they had to make an early landing. So he's going to jail. This is kind of stupid because it's not a good buzz. You know, that's definitely a buzz kill when you do something like that.
What a wonderful start to the week.